You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship with Lisa Thurgate Marks.
Lisa Thurgate Marks.
Live from LisaThurgateMarks.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Lisa T here, Soul Seed Divine Guidance, coming to you from Perth in Western Australia again on the second week of my working holiday. And what a journey it has been. I went out to the Pinnacles yesterday and also sand duning in a buggy. The Pinnacles is absolutely beautiful. It's all petrified rock from trees from years and years ago. It is very eerie experience. I got to see the sunset over the Indian Ocean, which was beautiful. We're going to look at the Orion meteor shower, but it was very cloudy and overcast, so we didn't get to see that. But in saying that, with the micro new moon and everything that's been going on, I feel that we've all felt a little bit sensitive, a little bit off kilter, a few little nerves popping in here and there. You'll find that these nerves will start to settle now as long as you can turn inwards and trust yourself, because at the moment it's actually about coming back to yourself and being more aligned to yourself. If you can be more aligned to yourself and to your internal self, in other words, feeling those flutters, trusting your instincts, really tuning into your heart of hearts, your soul of soul, and just listening. This is where everything's coming to fruition. It's like we've done so much work, we've cleared so much, and we're getting into the alignment of who we truly are and who we're meant to be. And so moving forward, it's a real calibration time. And off the back of this micro new moon, you actually might still feel quite drained and tired as we shift and cleanse and clear. Just honour your body. Remember, stay very hydrated. Drink as much water as you possibly can. I'm finding too, you'll get a lot more connection with spirit if you stay hydrated. And it is really important. So turn inwards. Even though you might feel unsettled, move with this, because you can recalibrate quite easily as long as you turn inward, hand on heart, and trust yourself. I actually have a caller coming in. Christine, how are you going? Lovely to hear from you. That's Christina.
This call is being recorded.
I'm wonderful, thank you. Going really well. And were you after a reading today in general, or would you like to have a question answered?
Just general, whatever comes through.
Okay. And how have you been feeling after this micro new moon? Have you been feeling a little bit unsettled within yourself? Because I just get quite a few flutters around my chest here as soon as I tuned in to you. But they're telling me it's time for you then to take a break and just rest. You really need to rest. I'm getting here. Just take that break, because the flutters, they're real. And when we don't listen to our body, they get more intense. And it's like, please, Christina, just slow down a little. There is a change around it's work scene, money scene, something coming in here around that, which is actually going to put you more on an even kilter with your emotions. So I want you not to listen to the outside environment. This is very important for you. They're saying, please, if you can just come back and listen to yourself, listen to your tiny whispers. There's something going on around you with money where I feel that that bridge is evening out. So it's going to be an even kilter. There's a lot more balance between your work life, your rest life, your money, your ingoings, your outgoings. Does that make sense to you moving forward?
Yes.
It does, good. I don't know if you have a salary, but I just got the word change in salary or a change in your income, and that is going to be good for you. And I can hear a guitar really quite loudly. Do you know anyone in spirit, or do you play guitar or anything? What's the significance of the guitar that I am hearing?
No, not that I know of.
Nothing you know of? I can hear the guitar. So maybe that might be the music that you might need to listen to. You might need to have more music in your life. I do have a mother energy here. Do you have two or three children?
No, just one.
Just one? Did your mother have two or three children? Are you one of two or three?
She has more than three.
She was one of three.
I'm sorry? She has more than three children.
Right. I'm just getting, there's this motherly figure coming through to me, and she's telling me to be actually kind to yourself. And so she had more than three. There's something around these three children. So there could be more children. There could be grandchildren coming through. But it's actually about taking time.
Oh, no, okay. So, yeah, my grandmother had three children. So it's my mom and my mom's two sisters.
Oh, good. So that'll be just the validation I'm needing, thank you, to come through to say for you, because so much is ramping up for you. This is really important that you do trust yourself and take time out for yourself, because I feel that you're actually ramping up and you're going to be a lot busier. I don't know if you have a grandchild, but I'm actually seeing a grandchild coming in around you. So just letting you know that that grandchild is there for you. Oh, okay. You could even start this cycle again and have three children, because she's showing me the three again. Does that make sense to you?
No, I don't have any grandchildren.
But you could have three grandchildren, because she's coming through and she's showing me the cycle starting again. Because I'm reading future forms for you. Because when she came through, she showed me the three children. So it was your grandmother, but she's showing me the cycle starting again. This time there's going to be, are you self-employed? Because there's self-employment within this family. Not with your contractors.
Yeah.
Sorry?
I work for a company.
Is there anyone in your family self-employed?
No.
No. There's going to be some self-employment within your family. Even though you're working for a company, there is somebody going out on their own. So just letting you know that, whether it is your child or you or someone within your family, because I'm actually seeing it, and that's where I feel that the money is going to come through to you. There's so much change within your wealth, your health, your abundance and your money, and I really have to bring this home to you just to let you know. Because they're saying you can't turn a blind eye to this anymore. So it's actually really thinking positive, because it is coming to fruition. So whether it's been worrying you or there's something been going on where I keep going backwards in cycles, they say no, it is breaking and you are coming out of this. You're a very likable, lovable person. And so it's about owning the wealth and health within you, because the more that you put out to others, it's like you're a little bit of a Pied Piper. You tend to bring people in around you, but I want to bring that back into you. Do you feel that you do that, that you're so nice to everybody else and not yourself? Yeah. So really start to take care of yourself, because I do see, even though you don't have grandchildren yet, I do see three around you. But in saying that, please still take time out for you, because we want to be able to teach the grandkids to do that. It's really important to actually turn inwards and settle down sometimes and really trust your own self to relax, because you're not real good at it. And so thank you so much. Did you enjoy your reading?
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And thank you so much for allowing me to read for you. And if this resonates to everybody else, know that Spirit is talking. And if you're listening and you're going, oh, that's me, take it on board, because they talk to the collective as well. I'm just sending so much love to everybody. And please turn into yourself, listen to your heart and soul. Know that I'm here if you need me at any time. Just go to the link, follow my website. I'm always here, sending so much love. Keep balance in this Libra time. Get some rest, have some sleep, stay well nourished and well watered. Love to all and blessings. Lisa T.